Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As night falls across Israel, the weather remains comfortably warm. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze accompanies the evening. Jerusalem sees clear skies, and in Haifa, a pleasant night awaits. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF says over 70 Hezbollah sites were hit as troops advanced near South Lebanon's Nabatieh earlier this hour. Also, Walla reports that a senior security official stated, "Victory will be a move to extract enriched uranium from Iran amidst concerns about potential Iranian responses in the past hour." Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu is set to skip the G7 as Trump lines up Arab leaders for Iran deal talks. Separately, Axios reveals that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This could unravel negotiations from earlier reporting. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports that the Melbourne Holocaust Museum has revealed the toll of hate, with daily anti-Semitic abuse affecting staff and operations from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that smoke rises over villages in southern Lebanon as Israeli army strikes hit areas near the Lebanon-Israel border. Mark Dubovitz, a policy analyst, wrote just now that while President Trump is right about the flawed JCPOA, significant challenges remain in convincing Tehran to dismantle its nuclear infrastructure. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, shared 13 minutes ago that never again was a promise to stand up to hatred and defend the Jewish people when threatened. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations, the Times of Israel reports that the Lebanese army has withdrawn from Nabatieh following Israeli drone strikes. 7 terror operatives were killed earlier this week, signaling an escalation in tensions. This development could further strain relations between Israel and Lebanon. Turning to the potential Iran deal, Walla highlights concerns in Israel that Trump's threats could provoke a broad Iranian response with ballistic missiles. The IDF estimates indicate a heightened state of alert. The prospect of renewed negotiations hangs in the balance. Meanwhile, I-24 News informs us that Prime Minister Netanyahu will not attend the G7 summit. This decision comes as President Trump organizes talks with Arab leaders on the Iranian issue. Netanyahu's absence may impact Israel's diplomatic positioning in these discussions. The missile attack by Iran, reported by Axios, marks the first since the ceasefire. This aggressive move could reignite conflict and disrupt ongoing negotiations. Israel's response is likely to shape the immediate future of regional security. Finally, the Melbourne Holocaust Museum's revelation, according to the Australian Jewish News, underscores the impact of rising anti-Semitism. Daily abuse is taking a toll on the institution's staff and volunteers. This situation stresses the need for increased community support and vigilance against hate. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that AT&T Israel emphasizes organizational resilience during disruptions. Ella Shalefa Haroni discusses how operational continuity is crucial for startups, especially when plans go awry. Separately, according to Walla Business, the Competition Authority considers declaring Carmel Wineries a monopoly. This comes as the winery controls over half of the Sacramento wine market, potentially leading to stricter regulations. And finally, Globes reveals that El Al has accused ICC-KLA of consumer fraud regarding its new Flyall card. This follows a switch in their frequent flyer program's credit card partner, raising concerns among consumers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.